At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Your colleague, Lavelle E. Neal III, my friend, your friend, wrote a column yesterday encouraging the poll ads to spend money again. I feel like Lavelle writes this type of column about four times a year. And they now are in a position where their ace, Pablo Lopez, out. Zebby out. They had that great run where the record was very good. They've slipped back, partially because of the lack of starters. And even Ober and his mechanics and his much lower velocity. Mm-hmm. My faith in the poll ads taking on notable payroll to pursue someone of such significance where the two of us would talk and say, wow, that guy's absolutely a key member of this rotation, is about 0.5 on a scale of 10. Where are you at?
fairly low, because I don't know why they would start doing that now when you're trying to when you're trying to sell the team. Are you going to take on more debt after we've heard the debt that they have? I would be shocked. It'd be a nice surprise, though, wouldn't it? As a parting gift, I guess you would say. I don't see him doing it. I mean, what track record do we have that they're going to do that now, particularly with the team up for sale? So it will be interesting because, was it last week, Chad, or the week before we talked about injuries, and they always seem to find a way with this organization. And the Pablo one, things were going so well, and then, he feels something in his shoulder blade. Now it's 3 months, 2 to 3 months. And
at least,
I mean, they clearly need some help with the offense, I would think. Right. Even before, before this, and now you're looking at it, the pitching with him and Matthews being down for a while now. So, but am I going to hold my breath for the Polads to open the checkbook and make a big deal? No, I don't see it happening.
Since, why am I forgetting his name right now? Which Polad's running the team right now? First name, I'm blanking.
Joe
Polad. Joe Polad honestly answered Jason's question, right?
Yes.
And said, oh, yeah, we're not adding anybody. We've right-sided the payroll to $30 million. They kept all of that last year. Then they increased it a little bit. Then they did add Harrison Bader and Ty France, who both have been very good players so far, or maybe good players, maybe very good's too strong. But the idea they're going to add another $10 million in payroll, right? Are they getting somebody who's just a free agent this year? Are they getting somebody who has money for next year? I mean, in some cases, you could say, you know what, for a sale, Chip, do that because you want the asset to be in better shape.
Sure.
They just have showed no signs they're doing that.
Well, that's it. I mean, if and you just have to look at it, it's like, if they shed payroll coming off a year in which they finally won a playoff series.
They finally get momentum.
They finally have, with fans back in the building and feeling good about the direction of where things were going. If they didn't do it then, if they went the, you know, reverse
right
in that situation, what leads us to believe that they're going to start adding payroll now when they've wanted the right size, quote, right size the business, and they're trying to sell it? So, you know, I mean, again, it would be a pleasant surprise because I think, you know, this Pablo injury is clouding everything, because when you looked at that rotation when he was in there and the way that they were pitching and they're all kind of feeding off each other, you're like, you know, this starting rotation is pretty darn good.
Yep. And so is the bullpen.
And the bullpen. Let's say the bullpen too.
Yep.
But when you know, and the Bailey Ober loss of, you know, talking about how messed up his mechanics are is, you know, concerning. But when you go Pablo and Joe Ryan, the way Joe Ryan's throwing the ball, I mean, you're thinking, wow, you know, if you could figure out the work consistency from the lineup and add something there, okay, you know, maybe this team can be credible. But Pablo's injury and what that could mean for the whole rotation, I don't know.
Yeah,
it's hard to underplay that angle because, I mean, he was really just really pitching ball well, and I think was, you know, kind of being that ace for him. You know, we talked about it, and whole rotation. They just, like I said, they were kind of feeding off each other. So I don't know how this is going to go, to be honest with you. It's such a big blow to them.
I think it's very fair. And, you know, Joe Ryan, the same thing. And they're saying all the right words about Pablo. And maybe it's 2 months. Maybe it's 3 months. Maybe it's 3.5 months. And look at this division. The Tigers are just a great, great baseball team. And then Cleveland and Kansas City are pretty much in the mix with these guys.
Yes.
And when you're playing those teams as much as you are, and your top dog is out that long, and, I mean, now you're looking at Festa and Simeon Woods Richardson and Bailey Ober not himself. Those are a lot of question marks from 1 week ago today, my friend.
Yeah. Well, and then you had on the Debbie Matthews one is like they basically have no room for error now. I mean, their margin of error with the rotation is gone in terms of their depth. And so, yeah, I mean, you need Bailey Ober to figure out whatever mechanical flaws that he has that's causing his velocity to dip. Joe Ryan has to continue to be a stud. You're going to need Dave Festa and Simeon Wood Richardson to, you know, perform above what we've seen and be great for them. If they're going to stay in, it's because the division's so good. And so,
yep, exactly.
Realistically, Chad, I think you're going to have to count on that versus ownership going out and bolstering your rotation or your lineup. Again, I don't see that happening.
That is a way, way more realistic view, and I agree with you 100%. Yep. Let's put Chipper on hold, and let's talk about what was expected, but still a major change in college, in players, and money. Chip Scoggins continues in moments on CCO.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Now official, what was expected, a judge approving a deal between the NCAA and a number of lawyers representing Division I athletes. They're going to start cutting checks July 1st. They're going to pay almost what I like to call Chip Scoggins money. $2.8 billion in back damages over the next 10 years to athletes who compete in college anytime from 16 through present day. Moving forward, each school can get athletes up to a certain limit. That cap, which we've discussed before, is $20.5 million per school. So how do the golfers fit into this whole mix?
Well, Mark Hoyle's on record saying that they are going to spend to the limit to the cap, $20.5 million, which you have to if you're in those two conferences. I don't really think that that's an option. You basically have to if your competitors are going to do it. So he's on record saying they're going to do it. It'll be interesting to see how they come up with that money because, as Mark will tell you, anytime you talk to him, the Board of Regents demands that he balances their budget, and they basically spend what they take in, and so they've got to come up with $20.5 million somewhere. Now, the TV revenue payouts distribution from the Big Ten, that's going to jump, I think, significantly this year. So I'm guessing the highest percentage of that is going to come from TV money, but they're going to have to be creative in how they do it, as is every team, basically every school, because so many of these, whether you're the Alabamas, Texas, whoever, they basically spend to their means or go in debt. So so it'll be interesting. Mark's on record at Nico Medved's opening press conference. He said that they are going to revenue share in five programs. He didn't say which ones, but sources have told me they're going to rev share with football, men's and women's basketball, men's hockey, and volleyball.
Okay.
So those.
I'm glad volleyball's in there because volleyball has got a great track record, draws very well.
Yep. And, each school is going to have to figure out, it's up to each school how they distribute that $20.5 million. Some may try to do it with more programs. Some may focus on fewer programs. The Gophers sounds like they've identified five that they're going to do. And generally speaking, I think this is how it's going to go for the at least the two larger conferences. I think the football team is going to get 75% of it. I think men's basketball is going to get 10 to 15% of it. And then I think the rest, let's say that's 90% if you give 15% to the men's basketball. I think the other 10% is going to be split up amongst however many schools or however many programs that you want to give it to. So,
Nico feel about that? It feels like Nico's numbers should be a little bigger than that.
Well,
there's a lot more players, a lot more players in football. I get that, but that still, maybe I'm just not realizing that's not that uncommon just when we're talking about the revenue that football brings in.
Yes.
And the, yeah. I mean, how many players are on the roster? I mean, how many of the players on it? What's your guess? 3-4 years from now, Gopher football, let's say there's kind of somewhere where a lot of people think they're this year, 6, 7, 8, right?
Yeah.
How many of those players are getting any of that revenue?
I would guess 50%.
Okay.
I would guess 50%. Now, obviously, your Coy Pairs and Darius Taylor, they're going to be your highest. They're going to have the highest contracts. And this is what this is, Chad. I mean, this is professional sports now.
Right.
College sports changed Friday night. It went from collegiate to professional because these athletes are going to be signing contracts. And so, but my guess is 50. I don't think, if you have 85, they're doing away with scholarship limits. So let's, in this new thing. But let's say you have, 90 players. I don't think all 90 are going to get something. They may get some NIL deals, but, and that's a separate thing now. They, with this house settlement, they wanted NIL to become true NIL and not pay for play, which is what it became. NIL is now going to be get on campus, if you do some marketing, do some promotions, do autograph signs, those type things, you can get rewarded for it versus, hey, here's $1 million, come be our quarterback. like they're trying to get away from that. And so you're going to have the rev share is one thing, the NIL is different. So, but yeah, I mean, back to your original question with basketball, you know, what's 15% of 20 million?
Yeah. Right.
You know, that's 3.5 million? Is that right?
Is my
math?
Yep.
100%. So 3.5 million just in rev share. And then if you can get another million and a half to 2 million in NIL money.
Yeah.
But
you're
right. I think in basketball now, Chad, in the major conferences, I think your payroll needs to be at least 5 million. That seems to be basically the bottom. If you're going to really compete, you need to be at least at 5 million. So I think they need to get to that number.
Well, and listen, it seemed like this was going to happen, right?
Yeah.
And Nico knows this, and Nico had a lot of leverage because this team's second option after Nico, I think, might have been us. Okay, I mean, they were all in on Nico. Do you think Nico, whether it's certainly not in Penn, but Nico had to say, hey, Mark, if we're going to do it, here's our minimum number, you know,
yes.
Right? So that was out there. So let's stay with Nico for a second. Then I want to circle back to Gopher football because there's one thing that I'm just kind of chuckling about. I know this kid they got from North Carolina. There were a number of schools that were going for him, right? But he barely played. I mean, barely played, right? And we had this conversation 30 times with Ben. Like, seems like they're rebuilding every year. And there was never really one guy where you're, like, really blown away. Wow, Ben got that guy.
Yep.
There are a few more notable guys this year with Nico, but it's still not dazzling, right? And a lot to do. This microphone microphone needs some Viagra, Dave. You got any Viagra over there?
Your pocket's full.
You got, come on. Cough up a little bit what you normally have in your pocket, okay? It's wilting. It's definitely not a four-hour issue right here, I can assure you that. I mean, okay signings, better than okay? What do you think?
Yeah, I would be sitting here lying if I told you I could break down these players because I don't know
right.
any of them that they brought. Yeah, so are they beating blue bloods for these guys? I mean,
no.
They're not. I think a lot of it probably had to do with timing. A lot of it was, you know, first year, but that was the thing with Ben, and we talked about it. It's like he didn't find enough guys that were Big Ten starting caliber or contributor you know, that could compete with the best of the Big Ten team. So we'll see. I don't know enough about these players yet. I need to see them to kind of get a better feel for it. But I do think that the revenue sharing is going to continue to at least in football, and we'll see what it does best. But at least in football, we've seen the transfer portal create more parity throughout college football. I think revenue sharing will continue to do that, where you're just going to see more and more talent kind of disperse. And anybody who's paid attention to college football, you can see it. I mean, there's more parity. We saw it last year clearly. And so that's the hope, where it's not just every year, okay, it's going to be Georgia, it's going to be Alabama. Those teams are still going to be good, but there's a little more opportunity because I think it was Duke that spent the most money for a quarterback. In football, in college football.
Yeah, like that's Duke. Right. I saw that, I think. Yeah.
So
pretty sure I saw it.
Yeah, it just shows you that there's opportunities there if you're going to spend.
We're doing this again, and PJ, to his credit, is trying to find different angles. I don't fault him one bit. And so I think he now has 13 homes on Lake Minnetonka, so he has them bouncing back and forth between – he's got a few now. I mean, this guy's no dummy. He's becoming a bit of a real estate expert in this town, and so they end up signing players earlier than some schools. This has played out, what would you say, the last 4 or 5 years?
Yeah.
And so early on, the ranking ends up really high. I know one service even had him 10th. I think others had him more in the teens. And also now it's, well, by far their best recruiting class. It's June 9th. Come on. This is borderline. It's not completely meaningless, but it's in the cul-de-sac with meaningless. Come on.
Yeah,
most of the big names haven't signed. If he gets anywhere the top 20, I will be right here saying tremendous, bravo. But come on, show a little bit of objectivity if you're touting this right now.
Well, the things change. It's so early, and it used to be when I was on the beat, Chad, back in the early 2000s. Remember, they used to bring all the recruits in after the season. They'd have those recruiting visits in November, and Mesa's trying to sign guys when it's 20 below and snowing sideways.
Yeah,
and then the NCAA changed the rules recruiting, and you could do it earlier. So then. To flex credit, he opened up and said, "Hey, let's bring these guys here in the summer."
Smart.
So this is
bravo.
Is.
Yeah.
And they have these summer splashes. They have different names where they bring big groups of recruits, and they get they typically get a handful or more commitments at this time. So their number is going to reflect it. Like they're off to a good start. Now it's again, it's so early. It's not
meaningful.
Yeah, it's meaningful in that they're getting these commits.
Yeah, yeah. But the ranking's not.
But just, we got to wait and see how it turns out. But no, I mean, it's they're off to a good start, but it certainly helps when you can bring recruits in June and July and not or June and not the middle of December.
Yeah,
late December,
so. Yeah, I'm sure Mason many, many times or a lot of things thinks, okay, if I would have had some of this? Great stuff, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, brother. We'll see you.
Chip Skaggins.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.